الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ. ویلکم ان اور new program about the Holy Quran. Quran is the book of Allah. It has a lot of aspects and a lot of sciences, and we can't cover all the sciences of the Holy Quran, though we spend our whole life in understanding the Holy Quran and to search the knowledge of the Holy Quran. So inshallah, in this silsila we will discuss the summary of the Holy Quran in detail. Inshallah, we will discuss in our other program, but in this program we will discuss the summary of the Holy Quran. What are the subject of the Holy Quran and what are mentioned and discussed in the verses of the Holy Quran? Inshallah, we will discuss in a little bit detail. Quran begins with Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha is the first surah of the Holy Quran. That is called Surah Al-Fatiha, Ummul Kitab, Surah Al-Shifa, and Surah Ta'lim Al-Mas'ala. There are many names of this surah. In Surah Al-Fatiha, there are some topics which are mentioned here. First, praise of Allah with the words Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Then some attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal have been mentioned. Rabbil Alameen, the sustainer of the entire universe. Then Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most affectionate, the most merciful. Maliki Yawmiddin, the Lord of the Day of Judgment. Then Allah Azza wa Jal told us how to invoke in the court of Allah. How should we seek something from the court of Allah? The first thing, that we should mention some attributes of Allah. We should praise Allah. We should mention some attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then we should present our problem in the court of Allah. Then we should invoke in the court of Allah. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Then, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. He is the worthy of worship. He is alone worthy of worship. And from him alone we seek help. Then, a very beautiful prayer is here, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. O Allah, guide us towards the right path. Now, what is the right path? Allah Azza wa Jal has told us the path of those people upon whom Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed and showered His mercy. That is the essence and that is the summary of Surah Al-Fatiha. Then the second surah, Surah Al-Baqarah. Baqarah means cow. Because in this surah, in one place, Allah Azza wa Jal has described a story about a cow. So because of that, the name of this surah is Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah begins with Hurufi Muqatta'at, the separate letters, whose meaning Allah knows and the Messenger of Allah knows better. Then Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the excellence of the Holy Quran. Quran is the book of Allah. There is no doubt in that. Then Quran is guidance for the pious people. Now, who are pious people? What are the qualities of those people? Allah Azza wa Jal describes those. هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And some other attributes. So the qualities of muttaqin, they believe in unseen. They believe in unseen. Allah Azza wa Jal is unseen. Jannah is unseen. And hell is unseen. So they believe in unseen. The pious people, they believe in unseen things. Then they establish prayer. They pay zakah, they give in charity, they spend their wealth in the cause of Allah, in the path of Allah. And then their attribute is وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. They believe in that book which is revealed and which was revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in those books which were revealed to other prophets, and they believe in the day of judgment as well. These are some qualities of pious people. Then what is their reward? What is their reward in this world, and what is their reward in the day, on the day of judgment? Allah azza wa jalla mentioned, ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun. They are on guidance from their Lord and they are successful. After describing the qualities of pious people, believers, Allah azza wa jalla discussed some infidels, some specific infidels, not all of, about all the infidels, some specific infidels. About them Allah azza wa jalla mentioned, they are very firm in their disbelief. They are stubborn. They have lost their skill of accepting truth and accepting haq. So for those people, it is alike whether you want them or not, as Abu Jahl, as Abu Lahab. So their condition is like that Allah azza wa jalla has set a seal on their hearts, on their ears, and on their eyes there is covering. And for them, there is severe punishment. There is severe punishment for those people who are stubborn and who are very firm in their disbelief and who never accept truth and faith at any cost. And they will never accept Iman. Then after that second group, the first group was Muttaqeen. The second group was Kafirin, infidels. And the third group is hypocrites. Hypocrites. Outwardly and apparently they show belief, they show faith that we are Muslims, we are believers, but inwardly they are non-believers and they didn't accept faith inwardly from the bottom of their heart. They didn't accept. So though they claim that we are believers and we believe in Allah, we believe in the day of judgment, but Allah Azza wa Jal rejected and refused their faith and their Iman. Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Among the people, there are some who say, who claim, آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ, we believe in Allah, وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and we believe in the day of judgment, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, in fact, they believe not. So though they claim, but Allah refused and rejected their claim. These are hypocrites, they are called munafiqeen. And in Madinatul Munawwara, in Makkah al-Mukarramah, there were only two groups. One was Muslims, believers, and the other were non-believers, non-Muslims, infidels of Makkah. But in Madinatul Munawwara, there were three groups. On one side, there were Muslims. On other side, there were infidels who are openly, they rejected faith and they were not believers, they were non-believers. But between these two, there were some people who apparently they accepted faith. They claim that we are Muslims, but inwardly they didn't accept and they are with non-believers. Their sympathy and their efforts were with non-believers. So they were called hypocrites and munafiqeen. So Allah Azza wa Jal described their qualities, their deceptions and their betrayal in many places in the Holy Quran, because they were very, very harmful for believers and for Islam. So now Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. The first thing, they try to deceive Allah and believers. And they are deceiving only themselves, but they don't perceive. They are trying to deceive Allah and believers. Now there is a question. How is it possible to try to deceive Allah? Because though they were hypocrites, but at least they believe in Allah. Though they didn't believe in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but at least they believed in Allah. So how could they think to betray, to deceive Allah? So our mufassirin have answered this question: because they tried to deceive the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they tried to deceive the Khalifa of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why Allah Azza wa Jal said they are trying to deceive Allah, because trying to deceive the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like trying to deceive Allah azza wa jal. So that was one of their deceptions. Then Allah azza wa jal told their problem. What is the reason? What is the reason of their deception? And what is the reason of their hypocrisy? Allah azza wa jal mentioned, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. There is a disease in their heart. The disease of disbelief, the disease of doubt, the disease of hypocrisy, the disease of deception, that is in their heart. And فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا, and Allah has increased their disease. Because they were jealous of the dignity and the greatness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were jealous of the progress of Islam, and Allah azza wa jal exalted the greatness and elevated the greatness of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah azza wa jal granted his help to Islam. So in that way Allah azza wa jal increased their disease, and now Allah azza wa jal mentions their recompense, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. There is painful punishment for them because of their telling a lie, because they used to tell a lie regarding Allah, regarding the Day of Judgment, regarding their claims. So because they were telling a lie, they were liars, so Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned their punishment, agonizing punishment is for them. Then one of their other evil quality, when they try to create disorder within the land, they try to create disorder in the land. And when they are told, when they are said, when they are commanded not to create disorder within the earth, they say, we are reformers. We are not creating any discord and disorder in the earth. We are trying to reform. So we are the well-wisher of the people. So Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. And when it is said to them, make not mischief on the earth, they say, we are only peacemakers. We are only spreading peace, making peace and harmony among the people. So and Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Verily, they are the ones who make mischief, but they perceive not. So there are many people who create disorder in the name of reform. They use very beautiful word, progress and removal of the poverty and democracy and many other beautiful words they use. But in using those words, they try to create disorder in the land. As in our days, we see many people, we observe many people, they use the name of the human rights, they use the name of women rights, they use some other names, but in those names, they try to reject the teachings of Islam, the guidance of Islam. So they claim, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ. We are reformers and we are peacemakers. But Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning them as, أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَاكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They don't know, they don't perceive. But in reality, and in fact, they are really creating problem and mischief on the earth. Then there another bad quality and evil quality Allah Azza wa Jal mentions. When they are said, if you claim that you are believer, so then believe as other Muslims have believed, as Sahaba Ikram have believed, as they act upon the commandments of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as they accept all the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as they are ready for sacrificing their lives on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so do believe in that way, do believe like them. So when they listen these words, they say, these people are fool, they are unwise people, and we are not unwise, we are not fool people. So now Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning, Ala innahum humus sufahau walakin la ya'lamun. Beware, they are the fools, but they know not. Wa idha qila lahum aminu kama amana an-nasu qalu anu'minu kama amana as-sufaha. And when it is said to them, hypocrites, believe as the people have believed, they say, shall we believe as the fools have believed? So ma'azallah, they considered companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as fools, because they are sacrificing their lives, they are sacrificing their wealth on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are wise people who are safeguarding our wealth and our lives. So Allah Azza wa Jal introduced them as fool and as unwise people. They are the fool people who are safeguarding their lives and who are keeping away their lives and their wealth from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they are unwise people. Then they were double minded, and their privacy was contradictory to their private life, because when they were with Muslims, they say we are believers, but when they are in privacy with the leaders of the hypocrite, so they used to say we are with you, and we were only making fun of Muslims. So that was their double mindedness, and that was the hypocrisy which has been mentioned here. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. And when they meet Muslim believers, they say آمَنَّا, we are believers, we believe. And وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. And when they are in privacy with their leaders, they say إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ, indeed we are with you. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَحْزِئُونَ, we were only making fun of them, we were only ridiculing them. So that was their mentality. So now Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning their recompense. They are saying that we are making fun of Muslims and we are ridiculing them. So Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning their recompense. Allahu yastahzi'u bihim wa yamudduhum fi tughyanihim ya'mahum. So Allah mocks at them befitting His dignity and gives them increase in their wrongdoings, so wander blindly. So that was the recompense of those people. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الضَّلَالَةَ بِالْهُدَىٰ فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ وَمَا كَانَ مُهْتَدِينَ. They preferred misguidedness over guidedness. So that was their mentality. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla described two examples about the state, about the condition of munafiqeen. And after that, in third ruku, then the third ruku starts. In third ruku, Allah Azza wa Jal addressed all the human beings, all the mankind, and Allah Azza wa Jal commanded them to worship Allah alone. Then the attributes of Allah have been mentioned, and then the exaltedness of the Quran, the greatness of Quran have been mentioned, and then some other things. So the first thing, Allah Azza wa Jal commanded all the human beings to worship Allah alone. Ya ayyuha an-nasu ubudu ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those who were before you. And why did He create you? لعلكم تتقون, so that you may become pious. You may become pious. Now, the attribute of Allah regarding creation, so Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal has made this earth a resting place for you, and the sky as a canopy, and sent down water, rain from the sky, and brought forth wherewith fruits as a provision for you. So these were the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal over us. After that, Allah Azza wa Jal described the greatness of Quran. The Quran is a unique book of Allah. None could bring any book like the book of Allah, like Quran. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentioning, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي غَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَسَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ. That's a challenge from Allah Azza wa Jal to all the mankind. If you are in doubt regarding that book which we have revealed, which we have sent down over our prophet, over our special bondman, so then bring any book like that. If you are in doubt regarding Quran, that is not the book of Allah, that is the book of Muhammad, that is a book written by Muhammad or any human being, so then bring any book like that, produce any book like that, and then invite and collect all of your helpers and supporters, and then try to produce a book like the Holy Quran. But you can't do that. But you won't be able to do that. Allah Azza wa Jalla had told that already. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَإِن لَمْ تَفَعَلُوا وَلَن تَفَعَلُوا واتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة اعدت للكافرين. And but if you do it not, and you can never do it, so then fear the fire whose fuel is men and stones. So that is the greatness of the Holy Quran. Then after the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has given glad tidings to the practicing Muslims, to the practicing believers. And then Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned some bounties of the paradise, what have been prepared for believers in paradise, in Jannah. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned here, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jal is describing, is stating, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and give glad tidings to those who believe and do righteous deeds, good deeds. For those people who are believers and who are practicing believers, who are practicing Muslims, who do good deeds. So give glad tidings to them. So what is for them? Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, for them will be gardens under which rivers flow. Every time they will be provided with a fruit. Therefore, they will say, this is what we were provided with before, and they will be given things in resemblance. And then there would be pure wives for them as well. So that is paradise, and these are the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal for practicing Muslims. So now Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned two things. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Give glad tidings to those who believe and then do good deeds, do righteous deeds. So for these people, Allah Azza wa Jal will provide these bounties and these favors. Then after that, because from Quran, there are different type of attitude of believers and non-believers. When believers listen to Quran, so they say, whatever comes from Allah is truth. That is right. There is no doubt in that. That is not false, ma'adallah. But the attitude of infidels is different from that. So from the same source, means from the same Quran, people are gaining something different. Believers are gaining belief, and non-believers and infidels, so they are attaining, ma'adallah, disbelief and misguidedness from Quran. But that is their own fault, because Quran is like a light. And in light, a person can go to right path. But in the same light, a person can go to the wrong path. So that's upon that traveler, in which way he uses that light. So Quran is like a light. Believers use that light for good purpose, and non-believers, they use that light for wrong purpose. So now Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, sometime Allah Azza wa Jal gave some examples, and for example, that is the example of a mosquito. So now believers, they say, فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, whether that example is the example of mosquito, but that is from Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is right, because that is befitting the matter which is being discussed. If a matter is very minute and that is humiliated matter, so then the example of mosquito is befitting with that. But the infidel, they say, that is not befitting the dignity of Allah, that he is giving the example of mosquito. So they say, ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا, what did Allah mean by this example? Believers are saying, فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, that's from their Lord, that is truth from their Lord. And infidel, they say, فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا, what did Allah mean by that? So now Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning, يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Through this Quran, Allah misguides many people. And through this Quran, with this Quran, Allah guides many people. But Allah misguides only those people who are fasiqeen, who are transgressors, who cross the limits, who transgress the boundaries. So Allah Azza wa Jal only misguides those people. Then who are these fasiqeen? Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned their qualities, their bad habits and their bad qualities, their evil qualities. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions. So then Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned three qualities. الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, those who break Allah's covenant after ratifying it, and swear what Allah has ordered to be joined, and they do mischief on earth, it is they who are the losers. So fasiqeen, transgressors, the disobedient of Allah are those people who have these three qualities. They break the covenant with Allah, and they cut, they swear the ties and relations what Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered to join them. وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and they spread disorder on the earth. So these are three qualities, and these are the qualities of fasiqeen, transgressors. After this, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions His creation and His power and His authority and some other things. So Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, He, it is who created for you all that is on earth. Whatever is on earth, Allah Azza wa Jalla has created for us. This sun and moon and trees and animals and whatever is on the earth, Allah Azza wa Jalla has created for us. It means we are the center of this universe, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has created the entire universe for us. Sometimes we get some benefits directly, as from fruits, from trees and from lands and from minerals and from water and from other things. So we directly gain some benefits. But from some things, we get some benefits indirectly. As from the entire universe, we can get knowledge, we can get informations, we can get the recognition, the marifat of Allah. Because when we ponder upon the creation of Allah, so we gain knowledge about the attributes of Allah, that He is great and He is our creator and He is our Lord. He is the Rabbul Alameen, He is our Lord, He is the sustainer of the entire universe. So from entire universe we gain some benefits directly, and some benefits we gain indirectly. But whatever is on the earth, that is for us. Allah Azza wa Jalla has created all the things for us. So that's the thing which has been mentioned here. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, He, it is who created for you all that is on the earth. Then after this, in fourth ruku, in fourth section of this, the first part, Allah Azza wa Jalla has described, Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then other incidents regarding the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then the denial of Iblis to do sajda in front of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So first Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning, wa idh qala rabbuka lil malaikati inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. And remember, when your Lord said to the angels, verily I am going to place mankind, generations after generations on earth, or I am going to place a mankind, means Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, as my Khalifa on the earth. So they ask the reason and they ask the wisdom behind that. O Allah, ataj'alu fiha man yufsidu fiha wa yasfiku ad-dima. O Allah, are you creating a creation which will create disorder in the land, and who will shed blood? O Allah, you are creating that kind of creation, and we are your bondmen, we are glorifying you, we are praising you, and we are your servant. Allah Azza wa Jal answered them, inni a'lamu ma la ta'lamun, I know that which you don't know. Then Allah Azza wa Jal told the name of all the things to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Azza wa Jal showed the greatness and the preference of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and excellence of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam over angels. So then Allah Azza wa Jal told the names of all the things to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Allah Azza wa Jal asked angels to tell the names of all these things. So they were silent. They say, oh Allah, we don't know. So then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to tell the names of all the things, and Adam alayhi salatu wasalam told. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam told the names of all the things. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ, O angels, didn't I say you, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, I know the unseen matters of the heavens and the earth, وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ, and I know that you reveal and what you have been concealing. Then after that, Allah Azza wa Jal commanded all the angels to do sajda in front of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then all the angels prostrated and they did sajda in front of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, except Iblis. He showed his arrogance and he became among the infidels. Then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Shaitan to go out of the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then Allah Azza wa Jal gave dwelling place to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha into paradise. So then the rest of the story is going on. Inshallah, in our next episode, we will discuss the next of the story. May Allah grant us tawfiq to understand the Holy Quran and to act upon the commandments of the Holy Quran. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Quran is my life.